Praise be Jesus and Mary. The feeding of the 5,000 is a gospel moment when we see divine generosity and human calculations colliding. Because the reality is, the disciples did what we would do if we were in their situation. The crowd was huge. The place was remote, and the hunger was real. So the disciples did what we would do. Calculate. 200 wages worth of food would not be enough. There's a boy here, 5 barley loaves and 2, but what good are these for so many? When our Lord asks, where can we buy enough food for them to eat? He is testing them, because he is inviting them to something more. And this is when the small offering enters, the 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. The reality is, this is absolutely nothing. But this is the turning point, because this is the moment, not when things improve, not when things are getting better, but when something is placed in the hands of Jesus. That is the turning point, when the calculations, the human calculations of the disciples, meet another type of logic, the logic of grace. Because in God's economy, the real question is not, is this enough? The real question is, are you willing to offer this? That's it. Because our Lord multiplies not what we don't have, but what we give him. It doesn't matter if that's a lot or a little. He just wants it all. This is what our Lord wants. And the miracle takes place not from abundance, but from insufficiency surrendered to God. This is what our Lord is inviting his disciples to do. Because the reality is, we are like the disciples. We calculate and we this is what we do. But our Lord is inviting us to something more. Notice another thing. These same disciples who are calculating are now participants of the actual miracle. Our Lord tells them, pick up the fragments, the wicker baskets filled with fragments, 12 wicker baskets with fragments. So they, even the abundance they gathered, so they became from calculating to direct participants in God's miracle. This is the divine logic. The divine generosity, his abundance, makes us participate in his goodness itself. And as the fathers point out, the feeding of the 5,000 is a prefigurement of the greatest of miracles, which will be in the Holy Eucharist, where he is, where he continues to give himself. And here at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, our Lord invites us exactly to the same thing. You think that whatever you have is insufficient? He doesn't care about that. That's not the question. The question is, are you willing to offer that? Are you willing to give what you have? Because that is what our Lord wants. And in Holy Communion, we unite all we are, all we have, to his very being. So let us dispose ourselves, entrusting ourselves to Our Lady, that she may inspire us to give Jesus everything, because that is what he asks of us. Not little, not much, he simply asks for all.